Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. It is strawberry season in full effect, and you at CISA have the locally grown 2012 Farm Products Guide, which you can get where?
Everywhere.
70,000 copies of the Farm Products Guide has gone out of the locally grown 2012. People who read newspapers have gotten it inside newspapers. People who are members of CISA have gotten it mailed to them. People who eat food and go to local hero food retailers, restaurants, farm stands, CSAs, they have gotten it too.
And inside that Farm Products Guide is every place in our region where you can pick strawberries and get strawberries.
Yeah, don't get confused that there's corn on the cover. We had to pick one item every year, and it's corn that stepped forward this year. Strawberries wanted to. They may appear next year, but we usually pick something for the cover of the guide that will last for a while. Now, strawberries are going to be here for a few weeks now that we're hitting the height of the season in a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
Some farmers, depending on where you are in the valley, are already peaking and are waning. Other farmers have used mulch and other methods to kind of keep it going throughout June. But now is the time.
And now the big question that many people have about strawberries in particular, because they are a particularly susceptible fruit, is the amount of fertilizers, pesticides, etc. that goes into the growing of it. And where are, let's say, organic strawberries available?
Well, let me take a step back, Monty. So again, if you were growing a strawberry that had to go in a box with cellophane on top and ship it 3,000 miles, you need to spray that strawberry a lot more.
Right.
The strawberries that are grown here in the valley are for local consumption. So overall, thanks to UMass Extension and their integrated pest management techniques that they work with farmers with, even if your farmer is not growing organically, they are spraying a lot less than you would get from the commercial strawberries you get from faraway places.
So anytime you would go into and buy strawberries that are not from here, that have been shipped from somewhere else, there's going to be lots of chemicals on them, most likely.
Unless they're certified organic strawberries from far away, there will be a lot of spray on them.
And if they're from here, are there any... First off, certified organic.
Yes, there are farmers that are certified organic. Enterprise Farm at Stockman's Farm in Plainfield, which I believe is Plainview Farm, is organic. And then we have a lot of farmers who grow sustainably grown, and I'm not sure whether they're certified or not. Town Farm does it that method. And then a lot of CSA farms do not do spraying and are sustainably grown. And if you're a member of those CSA farms, they often have pick your own strawberries.
Then there's the low spray, which you alluded to before, the idea that they're doing their best to not use a lot because it doesn't need to go very far.
And it cuts down on their costs when they know the peak times to spray and not spray. So it's been shown to farmers here in the valley through UMass Extension that when you know more, you can spray less, you save money, and it's a win for the consumer, a win for the farmer, and the environment.
Mm-hmm. What are some examples of, let's say, you pick that do a low spray sort of model?
This is a situation where the great thing to do, and I think farmers who grow strawberries are real comfortable answering these questions. This is where you can call up, or when you go to pick, you can ask the farmer their growing practices. So some of the best strawberry farmers we know in the valley, of course, include Norris and others. They are ready to answer your questions about this, and they're glad to answer those questions, and they know what they're doing, and they do it well, and so we need to know what they're doing, so we know they do it well.
So let's say I wanted to call Norris or Uppingill in one of them, and I have the CISA Farm Products Guide. I bet their phone number is right in there.
It's right in there. We don't even have to look it up because we know it's there. And if it's on your coffee table when you're eating your strawberries, you know where you're going to get your next berries from.
Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. Buy local food and localstrawberries.org.